This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. And with you in studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
And I'm Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. As we continue here, we're actually going to get into what we talked about doing earlier in the show, which is to discuss the latest ridiculousness involving the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate, Bill Weld. And I knew this guy was going to be bad news the moment I found out he was a governor of Massachusetts for a couple of terms, apparently, I guess during the 90s or 80s and 90s or something like that. And that was really all I needed to know about him. But then he proceeded to open his mouth even more. And he's actually getting more attention because he is a former governor than I would say any other Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate combined.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's the case.
Normally, Libertarian Party vice presidential candidates, you can't even name them typically.
Jeff Gray was the last go around.
And they very, very rarely appear in any kind of public forum or interview.
Wayne Root, after the election in 2008.
Wasn't really a Libertarian either, but anyway.
Right, but after the election in 2008, he wound up somehow getting a lot of media attention because, you know, like he used his I'm a millionaire connections to wind up getting on Fox. And now Root
is a Republican.
Not only is he a Republican, he's stumping for Trump.
Well, guess what? Bill Weld may be rejoining the Republican Party as well, which I'm fine with that. You know, please stay out of the Libertarian Party. But unfortunately, the damage by Bill Weld has already been done. Now, there's a series of stories that came out within the last, I would say, 24 to 36 hours about Bill Weld. What caught my attention earlier today was the headline over at the New York Magazine that says Libertarian VP candidate Bill Weld will focus on preventing Trump presidency. It's actually a pretty biased article that is obviously sensationalistic in the way it's written, and it cites the Boston Globe story where the Globe actually interviewed Weld. So I'm going to go to the Boston Globe on this one, but suffice it to say the New York Magazine article is basically trying to make it sound like Weld has given up on the race entirely and is
which one
behind
would wonder
Hillary Clinton.
Why he would be motivated to do that. I mean, you don't give up on the 10-yard line.
Well, he appears to be helping his buddy, Hillary Clinton. We played audio, I believe we played the audio of it. At the very least, we talked about it when he was interviewed on the very first CNN town hall. I think they've been on two now.
Yes.
Which, again, unusual for any Libertarian to be in a situation like that.
Right, and that's what I think that many people in the party were sort of counting on was is that Johnson and Weld together are going to get news, and they have.
They
much
have.
More than Libertarians generally.
But unfortunately, they're not promoting a truly Libertarian message, which has always been my complaint. And ultimately, Weld is even worse than Johnson.
Well, Johnson's worse than he was 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. So Weld,
I think that I'd like to just a quick point here is that 4 years ago Johnson was getting less attention. I think that he sees an opportunity in history where he could actually be a factor in this election.
4 years ago, when Gary Johnson announced that he was running for president, he did not tell three different media outlets that he wanted to ban the burqa.
Indeed. I think that he
didn't tell people, I will force a baker to bake and sell a cake.
I think he was kind of pushed on that one, but I agree with you. He sounded more Libertarian 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to finish my statement, which is that generally when people run for the office of president, first they secure their base in the primary, and then they turn towards the middle. You'll note that Trump does not sound as, hard line as he did during the primary. Clinton is trying to incorporate some of Sanders' stuff, but she's really playing on her strengths that are going to bring in women. You know, that's a pretty big segment of the population, right? Mm-hmm. 51% or something. She's trying to play to the middle. They all play to the middle.
But have Trump and Clinton, and more specifically their hardcore supporters, told other people within the party to essentially piss off?
I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Clinton has told the Bernie supporters whether, you know, to, you know, suck it up and vote for me because that's your choice.
So, Bill,
yes,
Weld,
Trump's done the same.
Bill Weld has basically been in Hillary Clinton's pocket this entire time. Some of the information in this story from the Globe is just continuing what Weld has always said. And it was a couple months ago now when that CNN town hall happened, and Bill Weld basically couldn't say anything bad about Hillary Clinton. Now, you know, it's one thing to play the "I'm not going to attack my opponent" nice guy card.
Yeah.
But this card that he was playing was, "I love Hillary Clinton. She's my friend. We were, you know, we were buddies."
Right. And neither Weld nor Johnson had nice things to say about Trump.
That's true. He has attacked Trump on multiple occasions.
But during that town hall where they said nice things about Hillary,
right,
they did not say nice things about Trump. So you can't the card of, "I didn't want to talk bad about my opponents."
Yeah.
Well, I think that, in defense of that, again, I don't like being put in the position of defending people that I don't entirely agree with, but one must point out that this is the best strategy for securing both Republicans and Democrats.
So talk bad about Donald Trump and good about Hillary?
Yes. Here's the reason. Please allow me to defend this. Okay, so in the case of Trump, you're dealing with a larger segment that's going to be the male population, that's going to be the never-Trump people. Those are the ones you're trying to pull in. He's got those. The two-time Republican governor of New Mexico is going to get as many of those as he can possibly get with the right amount of exposure. Now, when it comes to the Clinton voters, the Democrats out there, the Sanders people, he's trying to secure them. How do you get them? Do you get them by attacking an old, sick woman? Or do you get them by saying that, "Look, I agree with you on some issues, and, well, you know, don't forget that she kind of cheated you"? I think that's the best
tactic. Hillary's almost as hated as Donald Trump, so I don't see how you gain voters by talking positive about one of the two most hated political candidates in American history.
It's a it's a tactic. And you may or may not agree with the tactic, but I think it's the best tactic.
It makes it seem like he's in her pocket. And I think it's interesting what you've said, Mark, because I've never heard that argued before. And, you know, you make a point, but also you do as well, Daryl. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bob in Oregon. We'll talk more about Bill Weld and what he said to the Boston Globe just recently. That's pretty outrageous. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Bob?
Yeah, this is... can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you.
I wasn't calling about the Boston Globe. I think there was a breakdown in communication. I'm actually calling because
okay.
I'm really...
You can call about anything you want.
Well, I was calling about Google. I'm extremely upset about Google and Skype, and I wanted to get your opinion if you think Google is a problem and if you think Google needs to be removed.
Okay, first of all...
remove Google?
Wait, hold on. Google does not own Skype. That's a Microsoft product. Just to be clear, Microsoft obviously is compromised just like Google is, but I just want to make sure we're clear here. So you're talking about Google specifically, not Microsoft in this call, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely calling about Google foremost and primarily, but I also think that Skype is a problem also.
Now, what is the problem that you have with Google? Because it's a big company. They do a lot of stuff. So what is it specifically that you don't like?
Well, I feel like they're aggressive and treat people unfairly, and that, frankly, they're extremely racist.
Okay.
How is it
I'm
going
to need to hear about how they treat people like anything. And
yeah, you can't even get somebody on the phone. So.
Right. I mean, I don't feel like I've ever been treated by Google other than ignored. How do you feel like Google's treating you like anything? And then we'll go on to the racist claim.
Well, I've noticed that, whenever somebody gets shot, like a police officer you know, shoot somebody. Then the Googles get all upset, and then they start riots.
The Googles get all upset?
And riot?
Yeah.
You're going to be more specific.
And then the Skype Run Media steps in, and they start hyping the Google riot.
Skype
and then
doesn't run any media.
This is just a strange... Is this 4chan? Is 4chan calling our show right now?
I think this is the weirdest crank call we have ever gotten.
No.
I'll take it.
I don't know if he's got more, but I'm going to let him roll with this here. 855-450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you've got Bitcoin, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it for free. And it's cross-platform, which means you can have Jax on multiple devices. You can have it on your smartphone, iOS, Android. Also, you can get it on your desktop or laptop computer via Windows, Macintosh, Linux. There's even browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. It's a great wallet, and it's free, of course. Go to jaxx.io to download it, or your favorite app store. That's jax.io. It allows you to hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash, and more currencies are coming. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum. Super easy to back up your wallet with Jax and recover your funds. So if you lose your phone, as long as you've got your backup, you're good to go. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. Bob is on the line in Oregon. You called with a bizarre yet funny call, Bob, and I wanted to hang on to you here because we've actually had a number of younger male callers over the last few days of the show. So basically the average age of our caller has gone down, I would say, a good jump downwards because of that. And I just wanted to find out, are you guys all kind of hanging out in the same chat room or forum? Because there have been every now and then over the years, some very young callers will call in, and they're usually coming from a specific place where they're, like, coordinating calls. And in the past, we've been able to figure out what it is. I'm just wondering if you're willing to give up that that information, because generally, I think your calls have been pretty decent.
I assure you that I am not part of any internet chat group. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and that is where, like, I'm calling. I listen to your podcast regularly. I discovered it recently, and I've enjoyed it. And so, like, I thought I would give you a call on this subject. I do, but yeah, I'm not part of any chat group, and I don't even get on internet forums. I use the internet for basic stuff. But okay. Like I said, I was really just upstairs with
4chan. Either a chat group or a forum.
It's kind of a forum.
Okay.
I don't use 4chan either. I'm honestly kind of afraid to get on there.
it's a scary place.
Yeah, it's a little bit
Yeah,
sketchy.
I don't get on there because I'm afraid I'll get, like, pwned or, like somebody will, like, stick a virus on my computer. I think this terminology actually did originate at 4chan, but I will tell you that.
You're talking about, like, the Skype and the Google that you were talking about earlier? Google
Skype
control media?
Sir. Yeah, because, like, I can give you a hint. Like, a Google cop shot a Google that had a gun. And then the Google started a riot and started beating up white people. And then the Skype-run media kind of went a little crazy with it.
Gotcha. So you're using Google in probably exchange for certain, let's say, types of people. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, Bob. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I kind of picked up on that the first time through there. But thanks for sharing. Let's continue here. We've got Ricky. He's on the line via Skype, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Ian.
Hey,
good evening.
Hey there.
Oh, he's on hold there. Sometimes Skype can be a little tough, you know?
Well,
they run everything.
It's that Skype-run media.
Yep, go ahead.
Well, I love it. Well, you know what? First of all, if I may, Daryl, I wanted to first give an apology, if it's okay.
For what?
For what? Because I'm going to get into that. Because the last time I spoke to Daryl, that night, somebody called in and said something pretty damn upsetting. That I can tell you this right now, that kind of pissed me off, and I'll tell you this, I think it pissed Daryl off, too. But you know what? That's okay, because
I don't remember it. That's one of the wonderful things about having a bad short-term memory, is if I do get upset about something, I forget it the next day.
I envy you, brother, but I haven't. That okay. being said...
But what was it about? You're going to have to recap, because I don't remember.
I can definitely do that. It'll be a pleasure, brother.
Do it quickly.
Well, yeah. See, and I have a great idea. See, somebody called in and actually thinks that he has the right to actually talk to me and my name. Because last I looked, I shot somebody in the abdomen. And the problem is this guy doesn't understand this. See, here's a quick point. because Hamilton got shot in the abdomen. It took him a whole day to die. And when he died without honor. And that's a lot better than if he would live without honor. So I had a great idea, and he gave me one because he issued a challenge to me because he insulted me. You see, there's a topic he seems to be really interested in and knowledgeable about.
Is there going to be an apology to Daryl coming out here? Are you talking
about Ralph still? Are you still obsessing over him?
I'm talking about the comment that he made that was upsetting. I think everybody that heard that comment.
I think it's getting old. I mean, the rivalry was cute for a little while, and now I think it's kind of tired.
But give me a second just to hear me out, Ian, before you cut me off on it. Give me a shot because I got to defend this because I was challenged by this guy. Now, what it comes down to...
Actually, you challenged.
Yeah, you started it, for sure.
Go ahead. I'm going to finish it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like this. The topic that seems to be very much of interest to him seems to be slavery. Now, I can promise you this.
No, I would say the topic that's interesting to Ralph is Donald Trump and Obama.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. This time he picked the topic. It's called slavery because he seems to know so much about it because he Googled it. I happen to know something about it, too. And just
you Googled it, too.
Yeah, well, that's fine. See, because here's how the challenge goes.
Google war.
Well, here's how it goes this time.
You binged it. You wouldn't Google it. You'd Bing it, wouldn't you? Because you're a Microsoft man.
Hey, actually, if you use an iPhone, you're binging it, too. That being
I don't.
Said. Well,
Ian rarely bings anything.
Are you saying that the iPhone is actually using Bing? That's like a deal that Apple has with Microsoft?
He uses that as their search engine, amongst other things.
How about that?
But anyways, that
where's the apology?
Well, no. Here's what it comes down to. I already apologized for Ralph to Daryl. No, here's a challenge. You see, the topic being slavery. The topic being slavery, and this guy seems to know all about it. And what's going to happen is maybe we can just put it out there because he won't call in. Because this time, here's why he won't call in. I'm going to make it very clear. Because the topic is slavery. I got to stick to the topic. He can talk about it any way he wants. I'll talk about the way that I need to. And what it comes down to is this time, when this happens, I'm not going to be alone. Oh, no.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Huh?
Yes, this time...
You're going to have your mom on the phone?
No, I'm going to have... this time, I'm going to have the Declaration of Independence in my right hand, and I'll tell you something else. I'm going to have the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania over my chest, and I'll tell you another thing.
Are you going to kill yourself on live radio?
I think he's slapping himself with the Constitution. He has a copy of the Constitution.
Oh, it sounded like he just shoved a magazine in a handgun.
You just slapped the Constitution on your bare chest, right?
Right, and also
on my human chest.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. Good luck with whatever war you're trying to start there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's something that you did miss while you were out, Mark. You didn't miss much.
Mark wasn't here, but I don't think he missed it.
This is a good point. The so-called feud or shootout or whatever between Ricky and Ralph. It appears that Ralph, or Ricky... isn't quite done yet.
Whoever lost their cool is the one who lost.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'd say that Ralph's got Ricky's Jimmy's rustled here. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, what is Bill Weld up to, the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate who is just botching his job left and right? Of course, his job is to botch up the Libertarian Party, it appears, and so I guess he's doing a good job of that. Well, we'll tell you what the latest is here in moments. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Healthcare's all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. Now, doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
I actually had them do a little work for me. I needed to get some x-rays done.
On your dinghy?
Nope. And on my back. And They searched the places that do x-rays in New Hampshire in my general vicinity and surrounding vicinities and came up with the place that had the lowest price and was well rated in whatever their community is, the x-ray community.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me that information. And actually, that had been the place that I had done sort of research on my own and found out was the place that I would have preferred to have gone because of price and recommendations. So interestingly, they corroborated my research there, and I was very happy.
Excellent. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Ralph.
You know, I have the chance, the opportunity of a lifetime. I would always stress your over meeting a white South African here in southern New Jersey. It was a chance encounter. And, you know, we have a heart-to-heart talk, and the like of me would not resist the temptation of bringing up the issue of race, okay? Comparing what's going on in South Africa, and he's well aware about, you know, the situation with race in this country, okay? This mm-hmm. man didn't come across as a racist kind of individual, a conservative, yeah? He came across like that, and I asked him for a blank. What is it like living in a black majority nation? He told me, it's pure hell, okay? This is like the equivalent of the movie, The Planet of the Apes.
I'm saying, you said he didn't sound like a racist when he said it was the equivalent of living the Planet of the Apes?
He has the right to express his point of view.
He certainly does.
That's what he said. Just to be clear, that's what he said, not what you said?
Then I point out to him.
He said that he was the one who said the statement about Planet of the Apes, or was that you, Ralph? I just want to be clear.
No, he was hell on earth, and akin to the Planet of the Apes.
He says that was your interpretation of what he said, or are those the exact words that he said to you?
Or something along that line, I would say.
So you are paraphrasing him. You're not actually giving us the exact quote of what he said. You're tainting what he said with your opinion.
That's fine.
Did he explain why he thought it was something along the lines of hell on earth? Could it be that tyrannical government of South Africa enforces, or at least at one time enforced, segregation?
That was then. This is a different South Africa now, right?
Apparently, it's like hell on earth.
Right, but when did this guy leave South Africa? Did he leave last week? Did he leave 30 years ago?
We don't. Honestly, there are many South Africa in our country. Okay.
Sure. We know.
Yes, I know some people from South Africa, and they left 30 some odd years ago. So the South Africa that they were raised in is not the same South Africa that exists right now.
That's true.
I'm not talking about that, sir. I'm talking about places like.
You're the one that brought up South Africa.
Places like, you know, they are like mini South Africa, basically. Places like Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Places like, at a drop of a dime, you have, you know, the...
So you are a racist. I mean, look, you've denied it over and over again here, but yet you keep...
Stop this white guilty. Stop
That's all you
this.
Got, man. I mean, you just got name
this.
Calling.
You know,
you're the one
you know
who keeps calling
this,
in about your opinions about black people.
You know better than this, than a chip shot upon me. Please stop this.
What are you saying? Are you saying you're not a racist? You just said it was Planet of the Apes.
How else can you interpret
you can interpret that
country.
Humans are individuals and they don't deserve to be judged based on the groups that they're in. Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I don't think that any whites in South Africa are enslaved like humans were in Planet of the Apes. They're free to leave, unlike humans were in Planet of the Apes.
Well, as free as anyone else in any other country to leave with government permission.
But. Yeah, I'm trying to think of ways that one could reasonably call some place like Planet of the Apes without it just being like referring to black people as apes.
That's pretty clear. That's what he was doing.
Well, I'm trying to look
You're
at the bright side
there,
here,
yeah.
And I don't see one.
Let's continue here. There's no bright side when it comes to Bill Weld thus far. He's been an absolutely terrible libertarian vice president.
You said he got some press.
The bright side is the election will be over soon.
Right, but Mark, to say that Bill Weld got some press, again, it's not necessarily a bad thing for Bill Weld, because it's promoting Bill Weld, but it is arguably a bad thing for the libertarian movement, given that he's actually not a libertarian. Now, you can argue that, well, some people will find Bill Weld, and then they'll Google libertarian, and then they might actually figure out what libertarian is. So there may still be yet somebody who will come to us, you know, 3 years down the road and say, hey, I found you guys after, you know, finding the Johnson Weld campaign and looking up libertarian. So I don't doubt that that's going to happen, but I would much rather have people finding a libertarian presidential and vice presidential candidate that is actually libertarian, that actually embraces the term, unlike Gary Johnson, who even on his website rejects openly the idea of having a principle, of holding a principle dear.
I think that anyway, there's a further value in the Johnson-Weld ticket in that it is likely that what do you use the term, Daryl, minor party is going to get more attention this year than any other year, and that Johnson and Weld are more palatable to the average voter since they have been governors. I think there's that value.
So you're saying that value. Johnson and Weld are getting more media attention than Ross Perot did in 1992?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so then they're not getting more media attention than any other presidential candidate.
Even if they were, it would only be valuable to Johnson and Weld to build their careers after their, you know,
well, what if they can
they
break through this whole third party thing, and then,
well, there
you
are
know,
some states
more
like the one that we live in to where it matters not the vote percentage that a presidential candidate gets. It only matters what the gubernatorial or Senate candidate get as far as determining ballot access. So the whole claim of we need to have this watered-down presidential candidate for ballot access doesn't even fly when you start looking at ballot access laws in the various states.
Yeah, I think that it would have to be a real change, and I think the idea is that they could create an emotional change among people saying, hey, look, we could be delivered another great option, and that might be the idea that people, you know, who voted for Johnson and Weld in the Libertarian Convention had, among other ideas.
But ultimately, one of the key differences between you, Mark, and Daryl and I when it comes to looking at libertarian presidential candidates and deciding whether we like them or not or if they're valuable or not is you seem to have some value to the idea of promoting a party no matter what the cost.
No matter what the cost.
And Daryl and I say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Daryl, so please let me know if you disagree with this, but that it's the principle that matters.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if the principle doesn't get as promoted as far as the unprincipled candidates. Whatever level of promotion the principle gets is where we should be focusing our efforts.
Well, no, we have a different difference of opinion.
855-450-FREE. It's free talk.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $5 a month. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can sign up for the AMP program. It actually, you can do it via any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And you can also AMP the show with Bitcoin. So if you've been waiting on Bitcoin, it's back, and it's easier to use than ever. We're cutting out. We have cut out the middleman. Well, basically, because Coinbase cut out all my accounts, and so they didn't want to do business with us anymore. So we got rid of them. Anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can learn more about the AMP program. What is it that we spend that $5 on when we combine it together with other people's money? And we'll tell you about all of that. You can get all the details. Get signed up. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, call-in lines, and podcast.
So in the last segment, you ended it up by extolling the virtues of you and Daryl and how you like principled candidates. And
and you'll sell out for the benefit of the party, of which you're not even a member.
I am a namby-pamby, Vichy French collaborator, right? And I'd like to paint this in a different light, if I might. So Ron Paul wasn't small government or no government on every issue every time. He accepted, for his district, pork barrel kickbacks.
He voted against those things.
But he put them in. He would both put in the earmarks and then vote against the earmarks when he knew that everybody else was going to vote for
them. So what you're talking about, there's the discretionary spending budget, yep. which is a portion of what Congress sends to the president. So there's the non-discretionary, meaning Congress does not get to manipulate those numbers at all.
Right. And so then there's Social Security, Medicare.
Right, and a few other things. And then there's the discretionary to where Congress gets to say, use this money on this thing. And if Congress does not apportion that money or appropriate that money, then it's up to basically the president to decide if or how that money gets spent. So it makes sense for Congress to say, use this money on this, then you don't have the president, you know, using the money on the president's pet projects.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here.
I know you're not done,
but you can hold on anyway. We got Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line, and your calls and thoughts here. Go ahead, Hung.
Ian and Mark, glad to hear from you again.
Thanks, man. Good to hear from you.
And you too, Daryl. I'm kind of ashamed of myself for always letting that dude bait me the way he does, but he did. I have a friend that lives in San Diego, and she tells me that it's they have a huge Filipino population there. Mm-hmm. And she also tells me that that attitude that that dude from New Jersey that he he has, he said that's commonplace for Filipinos.
Is that so? I wouldn't know.
The racism are you saying is commonplace among Filipinos?
Yeah, they just have some sort of a thing about black people that they just cannot seem to get over.
Are there black people in the Philippines?
No, black, she lives in San Diego.
No, I'm asking if there are black people in the Philippines. Usually, if somebody's going to develop a bias, they're going to develop a bias with a culture that they're familiar with. This isn't always true, but it's not uncommon.
It's also not uncommon for people to be biased against people from a group that they have never met.
That's true.
I don't know anything about those people, so they must all be the devil.
And that's what I don't understand. I don't understand what the problem is. To me, it sounds like some black man who was hung like Jesus stole Ralph's woman. that's the only thing I can assume. But anyway, that aside,
Zing.
Ralph, the country that Ralph comes from has an absolute psychopath running it.
Yeah.
If he focused half of it, a fraction of his attention on that, trying to get that thing inside everyone's head, he would have zero time to focus on black people.
Yeah, you're talking about Rodrigo Duterte, and I believe, did you have a story about him tonight, Daryl?
I did,
Duterte?
Yes.
This guy was called the Trump of the Philippines, and he, I think, has lived up to that name.
Oh, I think he's gone that,
And he's widely, he was elected president, so he's widely liked in that country. And, of course, the man you're talking about, our caller, Ralph, is a Trump supporter. So I imagine he'd be pretty friendly with Duterte as well. But what was your headline? I'm just curious, Daryl. We don't have to get deep into it.
The headline was, Duterte tells Obama, go to hell, we'll buy weapons from China and Russia.
Yeah, he certainly could.
I listen to Free Talk Live, and I expect to hear Ralph. I listen to Free Talk Live every night.
Thanks, man.
Religiously is what I do. And I know Ralph's going to come, and I just going to come with some ignorance, and it always baits me. Some nights I can get past it without... But this South African thing, I just can't, that just really touched the nerve on me. Ralph, you've never been in South Africa. You listen to some clown. If that story's even true, because I kind of doubt.
So I think that Ralph versus Hung Like Jesus would be a much more interesting duel.
I would beat Ralph alive.
Duel call.
I'm looking right here. When I made a call, I just Googled this, and it says the title of this article is Filipino stereotypes. I could just run off the first few and it would just be buried. But I won't do that because I'm not going to stoop to Ralph's level. I don't know any Filipinos. That's why I don't talk about any Filipinos. I'm sure Ralph doesn't know any black people. I don't understand what he talks about. Like I said,
I'm sure he's seen black people. He lives in New Jersey, but besides that, he probably doesn't know any. I would guess you're probably right about that.
Well, I'm just saying someone stole his woman. A black man stole his woman.
All right, hon. Great call, man. Always appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the response tonight. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm looking for demographics in the Philippines.
I found them on Wikipedia. Several ethnicities that I have never heard of before. Visayan, Tagalog, which is what I have heard of because that's also the name of one of the languages. Ilocano, Bicolano, Moro, Kampanangan, Ingro, Pangasinese,
wow.
Chinese.
I want to apologize to all the Filipinos listening to the show.
Guinyo.
Yeah, I don't see.
And then other.
Yeah, I don't see black on the list. I don't know if some of those people are blacker than others or, you know, how that works. We'll have to ask Ralph next time he calls in. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Where does it come from?
The reason we haven't asked up to this point is because who cares? Who cares what the ethnicity is of the people who populate the island of
It's a bunch of islands.
Well, it is an interesting question of where does the hatred come from? If it's true that Filipinos are more likely to be hateful towards blacks, then where does that come from?
If it's true. Yes, I don't know.
If it's true. But I've heard that before, too.
I have heard it also.
Wasn't the first time I'd heard that was tonight. All right, so, Mark, let's get back into what you were saying. You wanted to differentiate how you're looking at the libertarian, the unlibertarian presidential candidates of Gary Johnson and Bill Weld in the Libertarian Party this year versus how Daryl and I see it. You wanted to correct or clarify?
Well, yeah, I think that there's a way to characterize this that is more accurate than Ian and Daryl are the principled paladins of truth and justice.
I didn't say anything
about
truth.
Mark is the evil compromiser. Okay, no, you didn't say it. But you might as well have. Now, let me go on.
Well, the
on.
Truth is the Libertarian Party is supposed to be the party of principle, but people like Gary Johnson
It's not like you particularly liked Rand Paul either.
He's not a libertarian.
When he was running for president and he was the small government choice on the Republican side, it's not like you were saying, oh, yeah, let's choose him because at least he's sticking by Republican principles. You'd say
he's not a
libertarian.
I don't advocate for that.
Fine. I got you, brother. Okay. And you're a Democrat,
that's right,
and you don't advocate
Democrat.
For them either. So let's not. Party gets a little confusing here. Let's talk about principle.
Right. I'm the only one on the radio in the studio tonight that is an actual member of the Libertarian Party
nationally.
I'm also a member of the state party, as is Ian.
That's correct. And you're not a member of either.
I signed up for the Libertarian Party one time when they had free membership, and I thought that was. Oh.
But then that lapsed.
I don't know. I mean,
if you signed up for a free membership
and
you never rescinded that, then technically it's still valid.
Can we check that?
But you've never updated your address with them, so they still think you live in Florida.
Oh.
And they have the old email address.
Ah, okay. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
My characterization next.
All right, we'll get into that here in moments. And you can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Plus, we still have to talk about what Bill Weld said in his interview with the Boston Globe that sort of brought this whole conversation on. Coming up in hour three.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user. User if unused, tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.